kind of eat that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and you're listening to the All Things Southern podcast, brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville, Louisiana.
Mama fills up our plates, Papa's saying grace. Louisiana living sweet as sugar on beignets.
Welcome and Merry Christmas. We're in the middle of a two-week Advent devotional here at All Things Southern called Living Thanksgiving, A Christmas Adventure. We'll be returning to regular programming shortly. Right now, feel free to back up to catch up or jump right in. Day 11. As we discovered in our previous lesson, Paul learned that living in ongoing thanksgiving and acknowledgement of what was his through Christ opened him to the contentment available through communion with God. Let's examine the gratefulness teachings of Paul. Paul's two major categories of gratefulness are as follows. Number one, he was always thanking the Father for Jesus and what was his through Christ Jesus. And two, he was always thanking Father for co-laborers that lived the faith of Jesus before others. Anytime Paul saw true love to God and love for fellow men displayed, the grateful Apostle Paul thanked God. We will close today with a sample of verses where Paul thanked God for his salvation, for someone's faith, for their giving nature, for their obedience, for their risking their lives, for their love for other saints, for their labor of love, and for their patience of hope. May we meditate on these verses today. Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Romans 7:24. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 16:3-4. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risk their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 8:16. But thanks be to God, who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Ephesians 1:15-16. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Philippians 1:3-5. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2-4. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. 2 Timothy 1:3. I thank God, who I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day. And Philippians 4:5. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. And now you see why I call him the grateful Apostle Paul. That was a feast of Scripture. See you tomorrow.